Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Well, it's the big show.
Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Wendy's Big Show live in Titletown at WNFL. It's Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, alongside Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here as well. It's the Wendy's Big Show on a Monday game day. Call it a football Friday on a Monday. Call it a green and gold Monday. That would be on a Tuesday tomorrow. It doesn't matter. It's game day, Gary. Your two former clubs go at it tonight on Monday night football, and we are here for it, getting people ready from 2 to 6. This is one of those games, Gary, that in this situation, with everything on the line that the teams both have, and we'll get into phone calls at 414-799-1250 and confident, concerned, and curious as we do for each and every game day here on The Fan. But at this exact moment where the NFC sits and these two teams now somewhat unsuspectively competing for a chance at the top of the NFC, it might mean even more for the Packers to get a win tonight.
Well, yeah, I think if you look at the NFC and how it's all washed out within the last couple of days, yeah, I mean, I think if the Green Bay Packers can come in and get a win tonight, I mean, that will separate them from the pack just a little bit. I mean, I'm just talking about the NFC in itself, not just the North, more certainly the North. Mm-hmm. But I think if you look at the landscape of things that are going on right now, I mean, it's a pretty, well, fluid situation.
Well, and it's wide open, and I think that's the one thing. Open. That's one other thing that we learned yesterday from the NFL, and we'll go through that a little bit during the 3 o'clock hour. Ryan Wood's going to join us. He's in studio, our Green and Gold Insider up here at WNFL. But Stevie, in this situation where the Packers sit right now, what we saw on fold yesterday in the NFL, they can really control the NFC North with a win here tonight. And it's weird to say during week 6, but at that point they would control their own destiny with wins over every other team in this division after just 6 weeks.
Yeah, you know something, when you talk about this Packers team and where that matches up against everybody else, said at the beginning of the year, 13-3, and after you watch this weekend, and you now the hapless Lions come in, who have beat you, what is it, 4 straight times, Billy? Is that what the number is?
Yep, four straight wins.
Yeah, it's not going to be 5. Might have to roll out the helmets for tonight at some point today, guys. Might have to roll out the helmets at some point tonight.
He's going to roll. Now, I also am getting into this situation where it is too uncomfortable that how many people believe the Packers are just going to roll through this game tonight. Now, the Packers went, and here I will get in my little bit of debauchery here early on during the Wendy's Big Show, but the point spread's gone from 6 to 3.5. So there's obviously some money and some people that believe that the Detroit Lions are the play here against the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football if they've moved that much in just 2 days.
More homeless people in Detroit after this game, it looks like. It's too bad.
That's brutal. You're a bad person.
Sorry.
You're a bad person. Ryan Wood is here from the Green Bay Press Gazette in our WNFL studios. Gary Ellerson and myself broadcast before Packers and Lions. Woody, at this point tonight, it's a weird situation. Gary has trademarked the fluid situation, but it is closer than anybody I think would have suspected here in the NFC North. And it all being towards the top, all of these teams are showing that they can beat just about anybody on any Sunday.
Well, this game tonight, I think the point that you made about it almost feeling too comfortable for the Packers is a good one. A week ago, I picked the Cowboys to win, but at the time I said, like, this is the perfect scenario where nobody's expecting the Packers coming to Dallas. They're undermanned. No one's giving them a shot. Don't be surprised if they go in there and surprise you. And it's almost like it's the opposite tonight where no one's giving the Lions a shot. They're coming off a bye. They've had an extra week of preparation.
That's a great point.
They've happened to win 4 straight against the Packers. Hasn't happened since 1983. It's not like this is, I mean, this is a rivalry at this point. This is building to be a rivalry. This has been even over the past couple years. So, I've got the Packers tonight. But don't be surprised if the Lions come in and do something.
It's going to be a good game.
Oh, they'll play the game.
I think it'll be close.
Yeah, they'll play the football game, Ryan. I mean, I expect them to make the trip. They'll definitely be there. They'll do something.
They could win. The Lions could win tonight. I don't think they will, but they could win.
Listen,
no,
this is
not even a little bit. There's no doubt in your mind that you're going to be throwing a victory celebration tonight at Mecca Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah, could be over by half. Listen, I just for me at least coming into this game, this is where I'm at on this Lions team, right? So yeah, they've won four straight. Okay, fine. But that's because the Packers didn't respect them. Hell, most of the league doesn't respect these guys. So they got the Packers' attention now.
True.
The Packers know they've lost four straight. They're well aware of what's going on. They're also well aware of what just happened over the weekend in the National Football League. And they realize, hey, San Francisco is going to lose eventually. We could very well end up being the one seed in the NFC. And now's our time to continue to pile on and make some more ground in this division. I think the Packers come out ready, attack early and often to score some points, and make Matt Stafford have to throw coming from behind.
414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. And 414-799-1250 on a Packer game day on a Monday means confident, concerned, and curious. So, Sparky, it's weird for me to even ask what your confidence level is because you've now just walked in here in the first 6 minutes of the show and said, yeah, they can basically roll out the helmets for this one on Monday Night Football.
I haven't made the official prediction yet that it'll be a roll out the helmets, but I'm definitely not worried about tonight's game.
Well,
that's
you're teasing
for sure.
It damn
yeah,
well. I can tell you that much.
Teasing it. Yeah, I'm not really all that concerned about it. I'm confident Aaron Rodgers throws at least three touchdown passes tonight. That's what I'm confident in. This is not going to be another four-touchdown game for Aaron Jones. Aaron Rodgers needs to get himself back in this MVP conversation. So they're going to throw it a little bit tonight. I think that's going to happen. Maybe Aaron Jones catches one for a touchdown.
Good,
maybe
we need that.
Jake Kummer maybe gets on the board for the first time this season tonight. Yeah, there's going to be some scoring and some fun going on tonight. Okay. Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, too, tonight after each touchdown. So it'll be fun.
Well, now you've touched on two things that I'm confident in, especially with DraftKings on the line. There's also some major fantasy implications for one on this Wendy's Big Show. If we can get a big day from Aaron Jones, I'm not saying four touchdown day, but I like the idea of catching one out of the backfield. Gary, for you, what are you most confident in seeing tonight? Stevie said we're going to see that three touchdown performance that we haven't really yet. Albeit on Thursday night in a loss, that Aaron Rodgers really shows his MVP for.
Right. So what we're looking at, this is all really guessing, right? I mean, it really is.
Correct.
But Matt LaFleur, none of us really know what this guy is going to do. I think we've seen five games, and I think there's been a different game plan for all five games, right?
That's sure.
We never saw Aaron Jones last year lead the receivers in catches with seven, right? And then he goes out and rushes for
and
four
lead the
touchdowns.
League in touchdowns.
Right,
that's
right.
The other one.
And
that's
you
crazy.
You never thought that Aaron Rodgers could play a game without throwing a touchdown, right? So it feels like, well, what's different now? What is he going to do tonight? Well, I think, to me, MVS at some point has to get off. I mean, he's the guy that's got to play well or at least be featured. Like, let's just try to get him the ball more than we've ever have because that's what they did with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones was featured in his last game. So one would think, okay, because we heard a little twerp right now with Devontae Adams, although he's not playing. Devontae says, well, you know, we're not really happy with where we're at in the receiving room. Mm-hmm. We want to get that a little bit better. So I would say I think they feature MVS a little bit more in this game, more than they ever have. Because one game, I thought it was about Geronimo Allison. They came out, they featured him.
That Eagles game, they were trying to get him to touch.
Yeah, they were trying to get him
absolutely.
To touch. So I think this game, they try to establish MVS and see what they have.
And coming off of the big day on the ground, and that's one thing that Detroit does very well, is they're going to stop the run with their big dudes. Now, Snacks Harrison might not play. Mike Daniels already ruled out. But to set up MVS, we've talked about it. You got to get him the look that you're going to try to get it down the field to him. You got to try to be aggressive in play action pass. This could be a susceptible team out there to that.
Well, you
got
to throw it deep right to him. You got to give him at least two shots, whether you hit him or not.
At least that they respect it.
Can I go back to that's what I'm confident in. I'm good with that. I want to talk about Mike Daniels, though, too.
Okay. Where are you feeling? What are your feelings on Mike Daniels? I'm a little sad that I don't get to see him tonight.
Well, yeah, that too, right?
I wanted to see, as David Bakhtiari said, somebody come in with their piss hot.
I think that was a move that we questioned, like, a lot. Like,
for sure.
You couldn't get anything for this guy? What's going on? And maybe the Packers knew a little bit more than what we knew about that foot injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he had that foot injury, I believe, here last year. And maybe they knew more about the injury than we did. And here he goes in one of the biggest games of the year, not available.
Well, and to have Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider, in here too. Woody, when you look at that part of the situation with Mike Daniels,
It felt weird that Mike Daniels gets notified right as you are moving in for camp that he's no longer going to be a part of the organization or that you don't need him at that point in time. But Gary then brought up, hey, you got to come on and get physicals. You got to come and get checked out. If you don't get the physical, then maybe you cut him due to an injury and there's a settlement that you have to pay. And it does feel like the Packers may have expected that this could be where it goes with Mike Daniels not being able to play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, even at the time, he's, what, 30 now, I think? So, I mean, for a 30-year-old defensive lineman, his best football's probably already been played. I mean, that's just the way that it goes. Once you hit that 3-0,
sure. Yep.
You're going downhill. So, you know, we've seen him banged up. Now, it's also the whole alternate universe thing. Like, if he stays in Green Bay, does he actually get hurt? And we don't know.
Right.
If he stays in Green Bay and he's healthy, those are some ifs there, but I do think that this Packers run defense is missing a low leverage interior defensive lineman that can get under pads and stop the run on early downs. What is Mike Daniels when he's healthy? That's exactly what he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop short of saying that they're not missing Mike Daniels, because this run defense, I think, is an issue that they've got to figure out, and they've got to do something. They just got to be better there. But yeah, I mean, obviously, he's 30 years old. He's a guy that has got an injury history, and it's continued into this year.
Sparky, I remember we talked about it a lot, like Gary just said, when the Mike Daniels decision came down, if the Packers were going to miss Mike Daniels, and then tonight it is 6 weeks into the season, and he's not ready for prime time because of the injury history that we all knew was going to be an issue.
Yeah, but the other thing that we knew when Gary Ellerson called from the jump was it was very evident last year, this offseason, I guess, that the way that Gutekunst wanted to go was more bigger, more physical defensive lineman. And Mike Daniels was undersized guy that they took out of Iowa that did not fit the type of guys they wanted playing up front with their hands in the dirt. That he just didn't fit that profile of what they were trying to build. Now, whether that was Gutekunst's call, whether or not that was Mike Pettine's call of how he wanted to play with defensive linemen, not sure whose call that was. From a fan perspective, I think he was a fan favorite. He always said all the right things in the media about how, you know, we got to be more physical, we got to be more tough, and all of this other stuff. I'm not sure if, you know, all the guys in the locker room believed everything he said necessarily all the time, or buying into everything that he said coming from him. But like you said, looking back, just because he's hurt doesn't mean that now it's a better decision. He's still a good football player. He just can't stay healthy. And if Brian Bulaga walks away after this year and goes and plays somewhere else and gets hurt, and when the Packers play, that doesn't mean necessarily that makes the decision good or bad just because he gets hurt, you know, the following season with somebody else.
It's the Wendy's Big Show live in Green Bay. We're at our WNFL studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Tausch, Gary Ellerson, and our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood, here as well. Going to ask Woody what he's concerned to see tonight in a game that does fit one strength of one unit against the weakness of another. But all I know is there's no weakness at Pella Windows and Doors.
No, there really isn't. And I think when we talk about Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, they're just absolutely awesome. When we talk about that financing and that they had there really for a minute, and they've extended it. They've extended financing now.
Dragged it out even more?
Right. It's going to end October 15th.
Guys, really nice.
10-year, 4.99 APR financing, or 5-year, 0 APR, right? But it ends now October 15th. And we talk about the installation, guys. They can do it as one day. Variety. Yeah, they have a lot of variety, not just one or two, but nine styles of windows to fit your particular taste in luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyl. And financing, financing options for every budget that's out there. Guys, they have the best warranty, the best limited lifetime warranty on wood windows. And innovations, yes, over 150 design patents, from between the glass blinds to the roll screen that practically disappears out of view, which was just named Best Window Innovation of 2019. Guys, all of these reasons and more make every Pella offer even better. And it doesn't get any better than this. Guys, go check my good friends out at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and tell them that Gary and Leroy sent you.
You got $1,000, your chance to win it here on the Fan Straight Ahead. And Confident, Concerned, and Curious, you can line them up for 414-799-1250. Get to a couple of those next. Also, your chance at $1,000 in Green Bay, getting you ready for Packers and Lions on the Fan.
that's absolutely critical. And we talk about the North games, and the bottom line is whoever wins this next game is going to be the leader in the North, in the division. So we know we have a team that's a really good football team coming in our place playing on Monday night.
And Matt, that's a team that's beaten you, yeah, four straight times. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app, live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Title Town, ready to rock on Monday Night Football. This is like what the chills come up your back. Now, this is talking with Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here as well as Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. This is one of those feelings for me. I got the Brett Favre jersey rocking and rolling. Now, Ryan comes in here and just a beautiful pinstripe suit. I mean, just a gorgeous.
Wait a second. You guys are in Green Bay. I'm not in Green Bay. So yep. You wear a pinstripe suit to cover a Packer game?
Stevie, it doesn't even do it justice.
No,
he looks
I did it
gorgeous
for radio.
Right now.
I did it to look good on radio.
Billy, take some notes.
Jeans on for the game.
See, take some notes, Billy. Take some notes.
Wear a tank top to the game.
Yeah.
Well, and I do get it because I wear the sweatpants. I'm a big sweatpant guy, Ryan, as I pose kind of a little bit here in our WNFL studios. I got the flip-flops. I'm a definite flip-flop kind of guy, so I let it loose a little bit. Now, Ryan and I are going to have different perspectives of the game tonight. I'll be hanging out somewhat in leap territory, lower bowl in the end zone area, where I might just be able to nick Aaron Jones when he gets that second touchdown and wins me that fantasy game that I need. But for this situation tonight, Monday Night Football still gets the feelings going. And for you covering the game as long as you have, do you still get that when you're thinking back to when you're a kid and watching this game?
No, definitely. I enjoy the atmosphere inside any stadium before kickoff. I mean, it's not a Packer thing to me. It's just the vibe, you know, the electricity in a stadium.
That game in Chicago was just electric pregame, man. It was crazy.
I've never heard Soldier Field like that. I mean, that was unreal. So. Which, you know, is even more impressive. The Packers went in there and actually beat Chicago in that environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. The game day has its own vibe in general, and it's a crescendo when it's a night game because you wake up. You know, for me, I wake up a little late on a night game because I'll be working until 2 a.m.
Yep.
tonight. I mean, so I wake up a little late tonight, and it's just a slow build until that kickoff.
And that's one of the best parts about this, and that's one of the concerning things for me, Stevie, is I know it's difficult for a team to go in somewhere at night. So I know that's going to be a thing stacked a little bit against the Detroit Lions tonight, but them coming off a bye week and having this time to prepare for this game plan and knowing somewhat of what they can expect out of the Green Bay Packers from the common opponent that they've had. Now we understand the game plan is different than it's ever been for Matt Patricia and his staff, but them getting an extra week to prepare to come in here, and they have some success lately against this Packer team. That's where I'm concerned about, is the extra rest that we're giving Matt Patricia and a guy that has also been able to game plan pretty well and get some wins here.
I missed something. When did we become scared of Matt Patricia as a head coach? When did this start? Did this start just now?
Beat you up 31-0 last year.
Duh.
And made me go to the Omega Casino at halftime.
That was last year's team, last year's coaching staff. That wasn't the Rodgers Revenge Tour. That wasn't Matt LaFleur Coach of the Year in the NFL. That wasn't any of what we've got going right now. Right now, this team is rolling and feel good about themselves. This year's defense, much better than last year's defense. I think we would all agree with that. More liable to get a couple of interceptions off of Billy's guy, Matt Stafford, tonight. All very, very possible
he
stuff tonight.
Guy.
He is your guy. And your other guy, Matt Ryan, yeah, they're just, they're bad in Atlanta right now. But I look at this game, and, you know, we always have to have a concern of some sort, I guess, going into this game one way or the other. Yep. I guess my only concern is they forget who Aaron Jones is again. That's my concern going into this game. I don't think they can because of injuries to Devontae Adams, but that's my concern is they forget who Aaron Jones is, and all of a sudden, you know, we start having split carries again, and he doesn't a factor in this game like he could be.
Right. Well, I thought there was something in there, Steve, that you just said would prohibit them from forgetting Aaron Jones. Did I hear you address Matt LaFleur as NFL Coach of the Year, Matt LaFleur?
If Rodgers, listen, if they're 13-3 and the one seed in the NFC, how does he not get it? Because if New England's the one seed in the AFC,
I will not get it. So I don't know exactly what those awards actually mean.
Okay, but Heawood isn't going to be the one seed in the NL. In this scenario, if he takes that team from last year and they're the one seed in the NFC, no matter what Belichick does over in New England, it's not going to matter because they always expect New England to win. This dude is coach of the year in the NFL.
Gary, do you want to comment on that? Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer running back?
Well, here's the thing. I think this team, from a coaching standpoint, is much better than what they were last year. And it feels like Patricia's putting a good coaching staff together.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you talk about Matthew Stafford, and I've always said he's at the top of my list to give you five picks, chance to get five picks.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing different this year. And the reason why he's playing different is because of Darrell Bevell. He's standing in the pocket. He's actually reading defenses.
They're taking the ball out of his hand a little bit, making sure that they give it to Kerryon Johnson.
And he's not running around like a fool like he used to. And I think that also, to me, if you're doing this confident and concerned
and curious. Yep.
Now, that will be one of the things I will be concerned about now is the play of Matthew Stafford because of what Darrell Bevell has brought to the table in trying to corral him a little bit more
sure.
and get him to understand, listen, dude, you ain't won nothing. Not a playoff game, nothing. This is how it's got to get done. We're going to take the football out of your hand, and here's the progression that you should go through. So if your nose are different in Stafford, that's why, and it's because of Bevell.
And part of that, too, is understanding, hey, we know what you can do, and we know how well it can be executed. But one strength of the Detroit Lions, whether they want to or not, they finally have a running back that somewhat can be accounted for on a day-in and day-out basis in Kerryon Johnson. This was a team that went, 11 straight years without having a running back go for 1,000 yards or for a 100-yard game, and they had one last year finally with Kerryon Johnson.
But they didn't try to in previous years. It was all about Stafford. Let's just do it with him. This is a new regime.
Well, going back to Joey Harrington days. They couldn't
throw
the football.
That's true, too. But you know Bevell wants to run the football. Madison,
for sure.
Madison
yep.
guy. You saw him in Seattle. You kind of know what his MO is. He wants to establish the run. And I think you're going to see that tonight where they're going to try to slow it down a little bit and try to run the football against the Packers.
Ty's in Philly before your chance at $1,000. Hey, Ty.
What's going on, Big Show?
What's happening, boss?
Hey, man, big game tonight. I'm going to just throw these two things out the way in the NFC before I give my prediction. I don't think that Green Bay and New Orleans is concerned about San Francisco as far as the number one, number two seed home field advantage.
They might want to be.
Yeah, they got that number two defense. But I fully expect New Orleans to go to Chicago next week and that Chicago defense to make Teddy Bridgewater look like a backup. So this game's put the emphasis on the Packers. Take control of your division, and you have a clear-cut way to the number one seed. So
brilliant.
With that being said, I don't think Detroit is what we are used to being as far as them being soft and them being just a pushover. But I like the Packers 31-16, and I hope, with emphasis, Aaron Rodgers have a MVP-caliber game.
There you go. Great
Appreciate
call.
Appreciate it, Ty. There is the feeling that it could finally because there's another one that would be buying a shirt, dialing one up, Stevie.
That's right. I mean, it's just not all that hard. I'm just looking at the Lions schedule here.
It's just not that hard.
No, just looking at the Lions schedule here. They tied the Cardinals, that tough Cardinals team, in Kyler Murray.
My man.
340 yesterday.
Kingsbury.
Yeah. And they won. Chargers, who are horrible, and that was without Melvin Gordon, they beat by 13-10. The Eagles game, they beat to start the Eagles' three-game losing streak, which the Packers weren't a part of. And then the Chiefs, they lost to 34-30. I mean, you're going to say the Eagles is a big win for them? Fine. But you saw what the Vikings did to the Vikings did to the Eagles too. I don't know, man. I guess I'm just not sold on them. And they've got the Packers tonight, and then they got the Vikings on Sunday at noon after this. And now again, that's back in Detroit, so they don't have to go to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But still, these are two pretty big games for the Detroit Lions as far as if they have any division hopes whatsoever going forward. They got to figure out a way to win because 2-1-1 is nice, but it's not going to win this division.
Well, and that's part of the conversation we want to have at 3 o'clock of what we saw yesterday opening up for tonight's game and for a win tonight by the Green Bay Packers, what it really does for that NFC. But right now it's your chance at a $1,000 roster bonus on the fan. All you need is this hour's cash keyword until 3 o'clock. It is venue, V-E-N-U-E, venue. The venue for Monday Night Football tonight is Lambeau Field. Now text venue to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen throughout the 3 o'clock hour for your next chance at $1,000 in our national cash context. Ryan Wood is up here from Green Bay, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and our Green and Gold insider on the fan. Ryan, with Kerryon Johnson adding a different mix to that team that we haven't necessarily seen in a few years for Detroit, Gary's right. Darrell Bevell wants to run the football. And for Darrell Bevell to kind of get away from who he was in that Super Bowl with the Seahawks was strange, and that's kind of haunted since that happened with the Seahawks and Patriots. But them getting established on the ground is one way that they can shorten the game tonight and play right into a defensive coach's mindset, right?
I mean, we just talked about the Lions being able to sit at home last week and watch Packers-Cowboys, and one of the things, surely, that they saw was Jason Garrett from the very beginning, before they ever fell behind by four touchdowns, before it was ever a catch-up mode, coming out and right away trying to establish the pass instead of the run against the Packers defense that has not been able to stop the run. So we'll see if Darrell Bevell, we'll see if this Lions team learned from that and is going to implement a different strategy, because, you know, you asked me what I was concerned about with the Packers going into last break. It's the run defense until they prove otherwise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like the Packers stopped Ezekiel Elliott last week. Elliott got 12 carries. He averaged over 5.2 yards. He got a touchdown. I mean, the only thing stopping Zeke last week was the fact that Jason Garrett didn't give him near enough touches from the very beginning.
The head coach that no players want to give a high five to after the game.
And you see what Jerry Jones had to say about him today, too?
I missed it.
He basically said, I liked what he was doing the first three games a lot more than I liked the last three games. Well, you know, one of the things that Jason Garrett didn't do last week was he didn't establish a run from the very beginning.
Nope.
And you got to do that against a Packers run defense that has not shown that it can actually stop the run. So that's the concern. Like, until they actually show that they can stop that run, that's going to be a concern each and every week. And Kerryon Johnson is a guy that can give them fits if they don't do better than they have.
414-799-1250. David's in the Falls. He's up on the fan. Hey, David.
Hey, sorry to tell you, it ain't happening tonight. So, I used to live down in Athens when Stafford played for the Dogs, and he's about as good, if not better, than Rodgers. And so, you know, you can pack it up tonight because it ain't happening. And back to the Cowboys game, what I'll tell you, I believe that Ellen DeGeneres wasn't there with George Bush. He was waiting for Rodgers after the game because, if anybody remembers, he showed up on her program right after the Super Bowl saying it was his celebrity crush. You got to get rid of that, man.
Okay, thanks, David. Yeah, I would if I could. Sadly, it's hampered me through all of my life. Actually, that's why I won Best Laugh in high school. So, David, enjoy
something.
That. There's something.
There's
we didn't
something.
All win the high school athlete of the year in the state of Georgia,
and
but we had
either.
Something.
Yeah, I didn't win it either. But I like to laugh, though.
It happens.
Mean, I love that.
You know, it happens, and some things go on. A squirrel is a different one that I haven't heard.
What has he said? He says we should pack it in.
Yeah, he said it's not happening tonight because I saw Stafford play with the Dogs in Georgia.
The Dogs. He did play with the Dogs.
He did play for the Dogs.
He's from Texas, right, originally? I think he's from Texas. I think he went to the same high school as Drew Brees,
As one of the Chris Collinsworth specials may have told you on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's – well, actually, I knew him because, you know, I'm from down in the area,
sure.
And, you know, Dogs were all over me. So I kind of keep up with the Dogs. I mean, the Dogs are my second team. They took one on the chin.
I was going to say, that was an interesting game. I haven't seen them play that bad since, like, the last decade. Mm-hmm. That was a rough game.
I think Stafford's a really good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think his only problem has been that he's just been trying to do too much. And let's just see if Darrell Bevell can just, you know, hone him in. I don't want him to. I mean, I want him to continue to do what he's been doing because that's been working well for everybody else and for us throughout the NFL.
414-799-1250. You're confident, concerned, and curious before Monday night's action, Detroit and Green Bay. Leroy Butler gives us his answers in 1 hour from right now. Tony Ortiz from 97.1, the ticket in Detroit at 3:48. Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, hanging out here with Ryan Wood up in our NFL studios in Green Bay. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, though, is going to tell you a great meal for the game time tonight.
Hey, Wendy's is the place to go for sure. $9.99 family chicken nuggets, spicy or regular. You get 48 of them, $9.99. How about their family-style chili? That's my favorite. Feeds 4 to 6 people. Again, $9.99. And then, of course, you need some dessert too, right? Why not do it for a great cause by getting yourself a Boo Book at Wendy's? That features 5 coupons, each one for a free Junior Frosty treat. Costs you $1. 85 cents of each $1 purchase goes directly to the David Thomas Foundation for Adoption, which then provides crucial funding to adoption agencies to hire and train specialized recruiters through its signature Wendy's Wonderful Kids program. Wendy's Wonderful Kids recruiters, the important job of finding forever families for children in foster care through a child-focused recruitment model. Again, go buy your Boo Books today, just $1. I've always suggested buying them, and there's 5 in. Buy a bunch of them and then hand that out instead of candy for Halloween coming up at the end of the month.
Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Leroy Butler's here at 3:30. Your phone calls next of confident, concerned, and curious. And one thing does pique the curiosity about Monday Night Football. We'll tell you next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the history and the tradition of that organization, that franchise, you feel it when you walk into the stadium. You know, you just kind of have that sense of the history of the game. You know, I mean, obviously, I think they're the third oldest franchise in the NFL right now. So, you know, it's pretty great to walk into a rivalry like we have, you know, with the two organizations and be a part of that. You try to bring too much of that in, you're going to lose focus on what's really important, and that's just getting ready to play this game this week. You know, whatever's been in the past is in the past. I'm worried about the Packers now.
Okay, I've said this before, and I've been judgmental of people for the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That guy, I understand he's a super smart dude, whatever, like astrophysicist or whatever that he was into. He sounds like a science teacher. That's Matt Patricia, Detroit Lions head coach tonight. But he's some form of a defensive wizard, Gary, but we've also been having a lot of Packer fans saying that this
wizard
is some kind of offensive wizard. What?
Wizard?
Did you not see him go to 2 straight Super Bowls with the New England
Get
Patriots?
Get out of here, wizard stump. That was Bill Belichick. That'd be like giving Mike Sherman credit for all the offenses that he was a part of. Just stop. Come on.
Hey, that high school offense that Mike Sherman's running, I heard they're crisp.
You know what's going to happen here, because it's got to be the luck of the draw at some point, right? Meaning that one of these guys is going to work out for somebody.
Somebody's going to have it.
I think he had like 30 head coaches from that group, and none of them have worked out. At some point, one of these guys is going to hit, one would think. And listen, right now, we'll see how it shakes out. I keep saying everything's a fluid situation, but right now, they've got a good coaching staff.
Yes.
It feels like they got a plan, what they want to do, and how they want to get it done. I still think they're a couple players away. I mean, they can use another corner or safety. I mean, but they're still getting it done. They still can use another big time running back. They could use another big time receiver offensively. The offensive line has gotten better than what it was. So I mean, and Stafford will make this offensive line better once they get this running game going.
They protect Stafford a lot better than they have in years past.
When he starts throwing the ball, you know, out on time, he's not going to get hit as much. So I don't know if he's a wizard, Billy. I'm not going that far. Mm-hmm. But I think at some point, one of these guys are going to work out. And I think Patricia, although the way he goes about doing things, yeah, I mean, I'm not calling him a Matt LaFleur, because LaFleur is on the offensive side. But most certainly, this guy's a pretty good defensive coach.
And he's a different crop than everybody else wants to go with. And the one thing that I like about what they've done in Detroit is – You said it. They have a plan, right?
They got a plan.
So they go and get Bob Quinn from New England. They get a New England disciple. And what does he want? I want somebody that I know can run this style of football and have this type of football team. So I go in and get another Bill Belichick disciple. So, I mean, they're falling in somewhat of a line that tell me if I'm wrong, it feels like that organization hasn't done in quite some time. And I think you've seen it in wins and losses at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them somewhat be able to put together some form of a game, but Steve Sparky Pfeiffer says this really shouldn't be a game. 414-799-1250.
Are you asking what I'm curious about?
Yeah, what are you curious about,
Well,
Gary
that's kind of what I'm curious about, is like how all this comes together. You talked about the coaching staff. You talk about Quinn. You talk about Patricia. You talk about Bevel. Then how these pieces all fit together. I mean, is this the same old same Detroit Lions that I played for or that I grew up watching? You know, is it because it apparently it's the same old same Cowboys, because I picked them jokers to get to the Super Bowl. That ain't happening.
Whoops.
Right?
So that isn't looking right. Like the best
selection.
Right. So
now, and is this the same old same Lions? I mean, the Lions fall in the same category as the Dallas Cowboys. They always screw it up. And, you know, we just don't know what Patricia has right now.
414-799-1250. We'll get the curiosities from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Ryan Wood in just 1 second. But Trell is on the north side. Trell, you're on the fan. What's going on, T?
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'll be up there at the game tonight.
All right.
I would say I'm curious to see what the game plan is going to be. And is LaFleur going to stay more with the balanced attack, or is it going to be one-sided either way? So I'm curious from that standpoint. Concerned that the loss of Davante Adams may show up more in this game. I'm a little concerned that's a possibility it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm confident that the defense is going to continue to perform. They're going to get some turnovers. I think I'm going to win this game. So I'm confident the defense is going to be able to make Stafford make turnovers.
Yep, and make him play quarterback. Trell, where are you sitting tonight?
I think we're down in the 100 section.
All right, sweet. All right, nice. Enjoy it, man. Maybe we'll see you up there. That's Trell on the north side. He's going to be at the game tonight. Ryan Wood is also going to be at the game tonight in a very business fashion. That's why he's dressed to impress. And we're up here in our WNFL studios getting ready for Packers and Lions with you at 414-799-1250. Ryan, he brings up one thing there, that maybe the loss of Davante Adams could be magnified a little bit today. They have a game plan where they allow their corners to play a lot of man, and it is led by Darius Slay. But being able to lock up some of these younger corners, there isn't going to be the one guy that can always get away from man coverage in 17 tonight.
No, and I think that's a great point. On the offensive side, the concern is, I mean, look, they were able to win last week on the road at Dallas with their wideouts combining for 4 catches, but let's just be real. That's not the recipe that you want to follow every week.
100%, yeah.
That's not going to work every single time. So I'm with, you know, Gary said it earlier. I think this is a night for MVS. We'll see. It's just a guess. But I can see him kind of going off tonight.
How do they get him involved outside of, I mean, Gary and Ryan too? How do they get him involved without just trying to take the deep shot? Can he be more of a possession guy where we've seen other dudes thrive within 10, 15 yards from the line of scrimmage?
Well, we've seen it in flashes. We've seen the deep stuff a lot more consistently. And I think with MVS especially, it's about consistency and being able to do it in more than just flashes. But the one catch he had last week was, 18 yards? And it was an out route where he kind of high-pointed the ball and then did a little tap dance before, you know, getting 2 feet down on the sideline. That's the type of play. It doesn't flash him. It's not a 45-yard bomb. But it's a really hard play. I mean,
it's
a really difficult play for a receiver, and he made it look easy. And if he can do that more consistently, that's when you're talking about MVS becoming more of an all-around receiver, more of a guy that is going to be consistent with his production. You're number two, you're legit number two behind Davante Adams.
Because we've wanted that, and we thought we were getting that out of Geronimo Allison, Sparky, and instead we haven't been able to see that come to fruition. Could you see the night being tonight from MVS, as the Packers need maybe a playmaker outside of Aaron Jones to be able to get this score to where you believe they could basically roll out the helmets?
I just think at this point, you know, roll your out your helmets is, what is it, 17 points or more is what we normally say for that.
That's what you said, yeah, 17 points.
Yeah. Man, I think it's going to be close to that. I mean, I know we haven't done predictions yet, but I just think the Packers can beat the Lions the way that Ryan Wood said, you know, they can't do that all year like they did in the last game. Why couldn't they have a game where Aaron Jones scores 2 or 3 touchdowns, Rodgers throws one, and they figure out a way to win it again? If the offensive line plays as physical as it did against the Cowboys, tonight against the Lions, I see no reason why Aaron Jones can't have the same type of success. The question is whether or not they will allow Aaron Jones to play as many snaps and be as involved in the offense with Jamal Williams now back out there more than likely. So that for me, that's where the big question is. If they allow Aaron Jones to go be the man again tonight, he very well could have a similar type of night.
I am a little bit curious to see where Corey Linsley fits in tonight. I mean, he's going to start. He's going to play for Lucas Patrick. He's cleared from concussion protocol. And how that impacts where they go offensively and how they're able to move the offensive line. Because, Stevie, you made a great point. They dominated the offense and defensive line last week. Are they able to do that against a team that wants to stop the run? 414-799-1250. We'll hear from Mike Clemens momentarily. But first, you guys got to hear where Steve Sparky Fiver is going to be tonight. Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, and Steve's gonna get you lit up now, so go have some fun.
Now be nice. I don't know if they want
that's
me to
a good thing,
I don't
Steve.
Know if they want
Steve,
you
that,
to say
that's a good thing, as the kids call it today. It was lit.
Oh, that's what you mean.
It was lit.
Mandela just clapped his hands in favor of the kids reference, so you did something good there. That was
there
good.
You go. Listen, kids these days call it lit.
What happened to the word cray? Wasn't that a big word at some point? Hey,
yeah, somewhere. So was breh. So
bruh. Yeah, that was another
evolve,
one.
We evolve as a species.
Football experience party tonight at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Looking forward to it down in the Fear District, normally called the Deer District. The Fear District now because they have the haunted Halloween houses Thursday through Sunday going on at night. So that won't be going on tonight, but a lot going on inside the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. We have our halftime and end of game prizes courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards. A signed Mason Crosby jersey tonight to be given away. Plus, we got a pretty big size picture of Kenny Clark signed to give away too. Miller Lite always provides us prizes throughout the game for all of our trivia questions. Our guy Peanut Gallery's in the house. He'll be helping out with all the answers for those. Plus, he'll be mining our tic-tac-toe cards, and that's how you get in to win our prizes at the end of the game. Now, we always say reserve your seats ahead of time. Regardless of who you are, you're going to want to reserve your seats ahead of time. Otherwise, there's a chance you may not get a seat tonight at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Mind you, it holds like 600 people. That's how busy this place gets. Third-level seating. Luxury boxes are available to be reserved. Talking 6 to 8 people. Some of them have their own private TV. Plus, you can still see the big wall of TVs, so you can reserve that. You can reserve the mezzanine seating, which is the second-level seating with just like a bar top in front of you and a high chair. Nobody will walk in front of you. Impossible. So you just have the wall of TVs right in front of you. I think those are the best seats in the house. Or you can reserve any other seat in the house as well. Now, as far as the bar areas go, there's two bars. There's a bar on the first level and a bar up on the third level. Patio seating on the first and third levels, too. It is the place to watch sports in Milwaukee, located in the new Fiserv Forum Entertainment District. They have recreated the live in-game experience with state-of-the-art audio-visual equipment. It'll make you feel like you are there. The centerpiece of the experience, a 42-foot-wide, ultra-high-definition screen surrounded by 9 big-screen TVs. We got spotlights. We got lasers. We got CO2 cannons. We got everything. Plus, we got a roving camera that'll get you up on the big screen throughout the night. Their menu has been created by a team of talented chefs that elevate sports bar fare to a whole new level. I'm telling you, call now. Reserve your seats for tonight. Do it now. 414-908-0401. 414-908-0401, or check them out online at themecca.com.
It's your chance at $1,000 here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, with a roster bonus. All you need is this hour's cash keyword. Here it is, venue, V-E-N-U-E, venue. Make sure to text that to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen through the 3 and 4 o'clock hours for your next chance in our national cash contest. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan, and this is Mike Clemens on The Fan.
How do you approach a game like Monday Night Football? Do you approach it differently because all eyes will be on you guys Monday night?
No, man, I feel like all eyes were on us against the Cowboys, honestly. Primetime game, 3 p.m. game, broadcasted to the whole world. So I felt like we were on primetime then as well. So it's going to be a little bit different. You know, it's Monday night, but I like playing under the lights. It gives something like a Friday night feel back in high school.
There is only a few things like playing football at night under the lights. And Aaron Jones brings it up right there. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, and Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com up here in Green Bay. You can follow him at By Ryan Wood. Ryan, we talked about it a lot going into Chicago, and it was one of the pressure points of playing at night and how that climate affects you going into a stadium. Now, you can control that a little bit by running the football and settling yourself into the game. Aaron Jones going to be ready to go tonight, but they also are going to have Jamal Williams. How are you curious at all to see how that split is gone between the two? Because I know Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is very concerned that now Jamal Williams comes back and Aaron Jones touches go bye-bye.
I think tonight is the litmus test to see how Matt LaFleur is going to handle and the usage of Aaron Jones, because on the one hand, he has paid lip service very much like Mike McCarthy did to seeing the big picture, to go in all 16 games, to wanting to preserve Aaron Jones throughout the season so that he's his best and he's fresh late in the year. On the other hand, in five games with Matt LaFleur, Aaron Jones has his top two touches of his career, 27 against Minnesota week two, 26 last week. Those are his top two touches in his career mm-hmm. in five games. So we've seen Matt LaFleur be more flexible. What's interesting this week is Matt LaFleur going to double up? They don't have Davante Adams again. Circumstantially, it's very similar to last week. Is he going to double up knowing that it's a short week because you get one fewer day going into Oakland next week? I have a hard time seeing it, but I don't know. I mean, when I talked to Ben Sermons this week, the running back coach, he said that they kind of target 18 to 22 touches for Aaron Jones each week, and then certain things can dictate whether that happens. Is it a close game? If they need to give him the ball more to win in the fourth quarter, he might be over 22. Do you get enough plays to be 18 and 22? If you don't get a lot of plays, defense doesn't get off the field, then they're not going to maybe get to that target number. But that's the target window, is the 18 to 22. So, to me, do they ride Aaron Jones the way that they did last week, knowing that circumstantially it's very similar and it's a short week coming up?
And also if they're able to keep the ball on third down, because they've been bad on third down.
Sustaining drives, exactly.
To be able to continue on the field on third down, Sparky, is going to be obviously big time for the Packers to be able to give Aaron Jones those touches. Now, I know you've been very worried about if they're going to give Aaron Jones that workload tonight. I feel like tonight is that night, though, for Aaron Jones to be able to once again back it up and show I can be here and I can be the feature back that everybody wants.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I don't know Aaron Jones personally like Ryan Wood does, but I just think that if he comes out and he plays well again tonight and he's going early and all of a sudden he gets yanked for Jamal Williams, you just have to think that at some point he's going to get frustrated with all of this, going, look, I proved to you last week I could be this guy and could be a Pro Bowl-type running back, and now here you are pulling me out of games again for a solid running back. Jamal Williams isn't a bad running back. I'm not trying to knock Jamal Williams, but he's not a game-breaker like Aaron Jones is, and that's the biggest thing for me, is you don't want to start messing with Aaron Jones mentally here if he thinks he's as good as I think he is and that he deserves to be on the field. And Ryan, you could talk to that more than I can, as far as where his mental side of things are, as far as how he goes about his business.
You know, Ben Sermons told me something interesting when I did talk to him earlier this week that I believe him, too. He said that Aaron Jones has never once asked him for more carries, and that he's been around. I mean, that's not common. I mean, that's not the norm. Running backs want the ball. Receivers mm-hmm. want the ball. Skill yep. guys want the ball. And Ben Sermons was like, you know, I've been around guys that have. I mean, it's pretty commonplace to have the opposite. So I don't think that that's a concern with Aaron Jones. And it baffles me, too, because when he's on, he's electric. When he's on, he's a Pro Bowl talent. I don't think there's any question about that. But I do think that he is a guy that is able to tune in to the bigger picture. He's able to understand that, too. He knows his injury history as well as anyone. His body's the one that went through it. So,
you know,
he knows what he needs to stay fresh.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, Gary. Does it seem like in today's NFL, wide receivers and corners tend to be more of the divas, anti-team guys than, say, running backs do in the league? Even though you've got running backs holding out left and right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you do, but I think that's kind of what it's been about. I mean, this whole time.
Well, in the holdout thing,
those guys are they're different
for sure. And the holdout thing is interesting that you bring that up, Stevie, because we've mentioned it, but I think there's a bigger talking point about it, is where the NFL has gone. Running backs feel they need to take advantage of that, and I think that's part of
because they're obsolete.
They're going obsolete, and they're the last really position a dying breed of a position that hasn't changed in the new school of NFL, where you can still get hit as much as you do playing running back. for Aaron Jones to be that good of a teammate and say, hey, I understand where my flaws are. I understand how available I can be. There is something to be said for a dude that just says, I want to win and we'll do whatever it has to take, how many touches I do each and every week. As long as we're getting wins, that's really all that matters.
But this is the thing,
guys. There's a feeling to that. Sorry.
That's great. But, I mean, you tell me, Billy, if you were his agent, wouldn't you be kind of in his ear going, dude, you got to get more touches. Like, you got to get these guys knowing. Because he's in a position where he could get paid a lot of money if he ends up being one of those main focal points here, and you're going to screw him out of a lot of money if Jamal Williams starts getting, 12, 13 carries a game again.
And I think you've seen it around the league of teams not liking that style. And sure, teams don't like it when players go off of what they want to say and they want more money. Sure, there's always going to be the Dean Spanos who doesn't want to pay for his best player in Melvin Gordon, but then you can somewhat see how that affects a climate in a winning culture. I think it's tougher to do that. But yes, of course, you want your player to be able to get as many touches as possible. And right now, leading the league in touchdowns, I think capitalizing on that might be the way that Aaron Jones ends up finding that big payday. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, the freeradio.com app. It was a wild day in the NFL yesterday, and what happens tonight can really change the outlook of the NFC. We'll explain next. Wendy's Big Show live in Green Bay. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer, running back, and Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider, getting you ready for Packers and Lions on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.